Quintessential Pittsburgh, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. A new exhibit titled Beyond the Funny Pages, the works of art and life captured in comics, recently opened in the City County Building. The show chronicles the history of black comic book artists in Pittsburgh, and joining us to tell their story are Joe Woes, executive director of the Toonzeum. Joe, good to have you back with us.
Always nice to be here.
And also with us here in Studio A, Che Tyler, program coordinator in the City Parks Office of Special Events. Che Tyler, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So how did this exhibit come together, gentlemen?
Well, it was Che who came to the Toonzeum and pitched this idea. So, Che, tell them a little bit about how this came about together for you.
Well, the idea came from me looking at my childhood and some of the things that I actually grew up doing when I was a kid. And one of the things I grew up doing was looking at comics with one of my closest friends when at that time. And one of the things I wanted to do was kind of showcase African-Americans in the comics. And I was looking at like Storm on that aspect of it, the characters that they actually played. And then I was doing some research and found out there was African-American comic strip artist who actually did these comics, and that blew my mind. I never knew that actually happened. So on the way down to my office, I saw Toonzeum. That was something I'd never seen before, and I stopped in and met Joe, and he was real receptive on a lot of ideas that I was having as trying to bring this exhibit to life for the city of Pittsburgh.
And Joe, as with, I would imagine, other aspects of what you bring to the Toonzeum, this was a labor of love for you.
It really was. This is actually an exhibit we have wanted to do for quite some time and just never quite found that right fit. And so when Che came to us and said, you know, here's this idea, we were just so enthused about it.
And so here it is. It has sprung to life. And, of course, Che, you did a lot of the legwork. You did the research behind this. As you were doing this, was there anything that surprised you?
Well, I found a lot of good surprises. Matt Baker, being from a native from Pittsburgh, grew up in Homewood. That was a big thing for me, finding out that, because I'm from Homewood, so that was like a nugget that I was like really surprised about. And Jackie Orms, some of the struggles that she went through when she was actually developing her comics and learning the art of comic, was a great thing that I found out also, that she struggled in certain aspects and overcame those.
And Matt Baker was the first mainstream black comic book artist?
Yes, he was one of the first mainstream black comic book artists to hit the stage in the 1930s and 40s. He was known for a lot of his what I call pinup art, or beautiful women, good girl art.
Good girl art.
His detail with the non-African American woman was extremely beautiful. I mean, it puzzled me how he wasn't more widely known for what he did.
Hmm. What were some of the hurdles that these two great cartoonists had to overcome?
Well, Jackie Orms was the first African American comic female that actually came out. So that was a struggle in itself for her, because she was on a stage where it was primarily dominated by males. And then she was on a stage where it was primarily dominated by not traditionally African-American males. So she was in a realm that was, she was swimming with a lot of big fish, as I would say. And she was navigating it pretty well with some of her artwork that she actually put out. For Matt Baker, he was kind of isolated, being that he crossed racial barriers and was in a studio where he was predominantly the only African-American in that studio. So learning how to navigate those type of barriers was an extraordinary event for him, too, going on in the 1940s.
And when people talk about pioneers like Jackie Robinson in baseball, for example, much of the narrative, much of the story is about who – and how he was accepted and by whom on the Brooklyn Dodgers, for example. So when it comes to people like Jackie Orms and Matt Baker especially, how was he accepted by his white counterparts?
Matt Baker, I think, was well receptive for those who are actually in the industry and knew his work. he probably had some, as we call, haters in our neighborhood that didn't appreciate the skill level that he was bringing to the table. But I think he was well received on a lot of stuff that he did, because he was asked by Marvel to come do some stuff for them. He was asked by other mainstream comic book artists or studios to come produce some artwork for them for their comic book. So I think he was well received. Did he get paid as much as they did? Who knows? I don't know. I didn't really look that back far into it.
We're talking about the history of black comic book artists during this special exhibit. It is up all through the month of February, Black History Month. It is titled Beyond the Funny Pages, The Works of Art and Life Captured in Comics. It recently opened in the City County Building here in Pittsburgh, and we're talking with Che Tyler, who is the program coordinator in the City Parks Office of Special Events, and Joe Woes, executive director of the Toonzeum. Why Pittsburgh? What made Pittsburgh a hotbed for cartoonists, and especially for black cartoonists?
Well, you had a couple things sort of happening in Pittsburgh. If you look at the two art forms that Pittsburgh sort of embraced and allowed the opportunity for blacks to excel, you had jazz and comics. Those two sort of go hand in hand as sort of this uniquely American art forms. Those two art forms don't have the same economic barriers that many other art forms do. So there's a certain embracing among them within the African-American community. And because of that, the Courier actually had one of the better comics pages in the nation. At one time, the Courier was probably the largest syndicate of African-American cartoonists in the world. They had the incredible foresight to send Ollie Harrington to cover World War II, not just as a writer, but as a cartoonist. So they had embraced this idea. So a lot of this occurred. You had a community that was willing, eager to support an art form like comics, and you had the Courier, who was willing to give them the opportunities they need to reach the African-American community. And some people like Matt Baker and Jackie Orms were able to use that as a springboard into more mainstream. Jackie Orms in particular, she had worked so long for the Courier. And once she did start her comic strip, that was really the opportunity, the break she needed.
What were some of these comic strips? Who were the characters? What were they about? What were the stories?
Well, Jackie Orms, probably best known for two things, Torchy Brown, which was a comic strip about a black woman who was a singer in Harlem. And there was this great strips that had this it had a little bit of innuendo running through it. The women she drew, like Matt Baker, were very, very sexual, very attractive woman. And she would do these paper dolls in the comics that became very popular because she didn't know it at the time, but she began to set certain fashion trends because she would draw her characters in a different fashion every time.
And this was during what years?
This is in you're looking at the late 1940s, 1950s.
So kind of Art Deco, maybe some of the Art Deco left over from that?
Holding a little bit of the Art Deco over. You had your style. You had your sort of Mary Worths rising up, and you had these romance strips. So definitely would fall into the romance strip category. And then she also did these panels that featured a character that was this, again, beautiful woman and her little sister, Patty Jo. What's amazing about Jackie is that Patty Jo, she took to a toy company and said, I think you should produce dolls for African-American girls, and I think you should use Patty Jo as the model. And they thought and they said, there might be a market. And they actually produced African-American dolls for African-American children, and they became a phenomenon. They're now highly collectible. So she had this incredible mind of seeing the potential and going after it, and became, once she moved to Chicago, became very, very sought after in high society. People were inviting her to all kinds of events. I like to say she was Oprah before there was an Oprah, what she was doing in Chicago. So pretty remarkable stuff.
Che Tyler, did these comics, did they necessarily paint African-Americans in a positive light?
In most cases, they did. For Jackie Orms, she like Joe was explaining, she was very stylish. So a lot of her comics would portray the women in very stylish attire. In mainstream comics, a lot of the African Americans were were of a racist type of feel to them, darker pigment in gorilla form with an African-American head on it, or in the middle of a jungle who was always attacking someone. So you became – people would become familiar with and put racial stereotypes to African-Americans on that aspect of what they would see in that. What a lot of the comics did a lot of African-American comics did, like Orrin Evans, when he started his own comic book, he made sure that the portrayal of African-Americans was in line with what African-Americans were trying to portray themselves as at that time. He made sure that a lot of his guys were in stylish suits. The detective was in charge of other black men who were also police authorities who were trying to fight crime. Even those characters that were criminals had a certain type of style to them, to where they didn't denigrate the African-Americans upcoming at that time, because you're talking before Martin Luther King and the bus boycotts were coming in effect. You're talking at the precursor before that.
And there was a following. They had people that really enjoyed reading these comics and enjoyed this work.
Yes, absolutely. Jackie Orms in particular, her comic was syndicated nationwide, had a following. The dolls, the paper dolls again too, as long as the dolls were very collectible. And Matt Baker had a huge following of people who loved his work. A lot of them didn't know that he was African-American.
The exhibit is titled Beyond the Funny Pages, The Works of Art and Life Captured in Comics. It recently opened in the City County Building. It's going to be there all through this month. And I want to thank both of our guests for being with us on the program. Che Tyler, Program Coordinator in the City Parks Office of Special Events. Thank you, Che.
Thank you.
And Joe Woese, Executive Director of the Toonzeum.
No, thanks for having me again.
Coming up, travel contributor Elaine LaBalm takes us on part two of her tour of presidential homes. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.